Verse 5 continues the theme, and it continues it with one of the most famous sayings of the Buddha. Not by hatred are hatreds ever pacified here in the world. They are pacified by love. This is the eternal law. Not by hatreds are hatreds ever pacified here in the world. They are pacified by love. This is the eternal law. So hatred, ill will, can never pacify. It can never calm things down. You can never dissolve hatred with hatred. If someone hates you and expresses hatred to you in word or deed, you will not pacify them through hating them back. The hatred will simply multiply and increase. Hate will beget more hate. I was watching that film the other day, The Fifth Element, around at a friend's house, and there's this black energy planet, and they're going to fire all these nuclear warheads at it, and this monk is saying, if you respond with hate, it will just grow more and more in hatred. It can only be dealt with through love. And of course Bruce Willis saves the day. So the hatred will simply multiply. If we throw hatred at hatred, it's just going to increase exponentially. Hate will beget more hate. We don't actually need a lot of insight to see this. You know, we don't have to, you know, do a lot of sophisticated stuff about it. Just look at the world around you. How hate begets hate. You know, how violence and then more kind of casually inflicted violence just creates more of it. I mean, it's just so evident. Just look at it. Just look at what goes on. And look at our own experience. Have we ever solved problems with hatred and with violence as an expression of hatred? And when I say solved, I mean permanently dealt with. Not some sort of temporary feeling that things are okay because we've got our own back. You know, that lasts 5 minutes if you're lucky. But dealt with, which means actually a transformation within our own being. That's the only way you deal with hatred. Whatever else is going on outside you, the only way you deal with hatred is through the transformation within yourself. And that transformation comes through the emergence within our being of love. And by love, I don't mean mere affection or sexual love or ordinary friendliness. The love that pacifies hatred is called metta, loving kindness, and it's what we're cultivating in that metta bhavana meditation practice. Bhavana, by the way, can mean to make, to become, or to develop, but it can also mean transformation. You can think of that meditation practice as the transformation through loving kindness practice. Metta, when it's fully developed, can overturn hatred within ourselves, and it can also deal with the hatred of others. Metta, loving kindness, is a powerful force because in the end, when you really develop it, it's a love without self-reference. It's an ego-less loving kindness that we're looking for in that practice. It's an open-ended loving kindness. It's a loving kindness without strings. If there are strings, there's always a possibility of love turning into hatred. When there are no strings, the love is not ever going to turn into hatred, and it's going to deal with hatred. You love others for what they are in themselves, not for what you can get out of them. Metta is a love that is concerned solely with drawing forth, drawing out the deep spiritual potential in others, the life, the real life, the spiritual life in others. It's a love that ripens and matures others, even as it ripens and matures us, so that they flourish in their own unique way. That's what's going on when you really, that's what you're really looking for in the Metta Bhavana. Try to imagine that love when you're doing that practice, that it's a love that shines like the sun on flowers and plants, shines on others, so it really draws them forth. So this is the love that can overturn hatred and pacify and calm hatred, as Mawlana Rumi, the great Persian Sufi master, so beautifully puts it. Through love, bitter things become sweet. Through love, copper becomes golden. Through love, the dregs become pure. Through love, pains become medicine. Through love, the dead are made alive.